The Sentai Review, Episode 7, Power Rangers Revised.
Phantom Knight, the show that Kage no Butsu no Jutsu's all over you. I'm Reploid Bill William Bush, and today, Power Rangers. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was a huge show. In 1993, there was nothing else like it. Nothing else had this martial arts power, and for that matter, the fact that it turned into a Godzilla movie at the end of every single episode, and even though the formula was super cheesy and a lot of people did grow out of it, this was a huge, huge deal. It was such a big deal that when Disney ABC acquired the rights, they took it upon themselves to make a re-edited version of the show in 2010. So let's bring in the co-hosts and discuss this thing.
I'm Shane McCurry, Proto Guy.
I'm Seth Lovell, and my face is cold.
I'm Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin, and this episode brought to you by Victory Cola.
Hi, I'm Scott Action Jackson, and greatness awaits.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomKnight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so we've watched... Okay, in order to do this properly, we watched one episode twice. It was the fifth part of Green with Evil, and...
The original is still awesome. Whatever the fuck they decided to do with this new stuff, they need to stop. It was terrible.
I noticed they tried to add, like, a comic book effect to the entire thing.
And it made it worse.
Yeah, they made it Saturday morning cartoonish.
It was already cheesy enough for when we were kids. This is like...
You know what really bothers me? It's Disney. It's Disney. With all the CG and everything they do, and we're not just talking their movies. You watch the Disney Channel, and some of those terrible kids shows have good CGI. Hell, look at the Mystic Rangers or whatever.
That whole
series is CGI. And even if you don't like it, and that's fine, even if you don't like it, look at the CGI that's running rampant in that series, and then tell me in 2010, which is when this thing was done, this revision or whatever, they couldn't have done something? Like when the Dragonzord shot missiles, they couldn't have like actually CGI'd some missiles and added some explosions and CGI'd some battle damage? They only did 32 episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
It was 32 too many.
Instead, it comes off to me like some kid just learned Adobe After Effects and he's like playing with it. Like he's like, wouldn't it be cool if I added some hearts here because it's the Pink Ranger? Wouldn't it be cool if there was a bunch of yellow lines? Wouldn't it be cool if you could see a power coin?
Wouldn't it be cool when you shake hands with the guy you were just kicking the shit out of, a weird little aura thing appears because that's true friendship.
That's true. Yeah. That's how we signify true friendship.
Apparently none of us are true friends.
We're not true friends. Yeah. When I shake your hand, there was no light.
Nick.
Well, we didn't try. Hold on.
When they revision our lives.
Nope.
When they revision our lives,
they better come master.
There'll be all kinds of, like, Adobe After Effects, and we'll stop in the middle of what we're doing.
That's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about how they up my color, you know? I need to...
They'll make you brighter.
Yeah.
Your blacks will be brighter.
Yeah, we're all wearing... Like, most of us are wearing black, so the black better, you know, have a nice shine.
Yeah, man, I want a sheen to it.
Mine's going
to
actually be blue.
I will say, if I have to give credit to one thing, the Zords have this nice metallic shiny color now.
Yeah.
That really, I didn't see it in the
93. They look fresh off the factory floor.
Yeah, they kind of do. You're right.
All right.
No, it's a joke, but it's true.
It's done.
Alright, the episode's over. We need a new Zord.
Honestly looked pretty cool. Like, when the Tyrannosaurus was holding the tail, and you could see all the metal and the way it gleamed and everything, I was like, that looks good.
Yeah. I also like how their suits looked. I said that they looked brighter to me. Like, they,
I'll give you that.
Yeah,
in a way, that
just looked a little more vibrant. But
it's mostly the Green Ranger, though.
Green Ranger really
You notice good. It with him.
Yeah.
Well, like the shiny shirt. It's like a darker green than the original, and now it's like a lime green.
It's Kermit green.
When he's doing the exorcist, the angry, I'm working out.
He's like,
yeah.
I'm mad.
Actually,
and
hold up, Shane, tilt your shirt toward the camera a little bit. Okay, so this Dark Splotch was the original. This is like the upscale.
That's kind of accurate.
Yeah, that's about the best comparison that we're going to get right now without telling you guys to go and watch both of them in the second stuff.
If you want to know what we're talking about, if you have Netflix, they count this as season 18.
Even though it's just one rehash with terrible after effects.
Netflix counts this as being season 18. So you can go on Netflix, they have the original, and they have this new revision thing.
This gets a double minus. Done.
This isn't an I collect. We didn't collect it. Netflix did.
Just to put it out there, I will not be collecting this.
Yeah.
But Bill,
as far as I know, you're going to buy this.
Yeah.
Bill Wiggins.
They released everything so far.
They released everything in these collection boxes. You got like the... No. You remember what you told me? You said that the Mighty Morphin got four seasons. That's the case. Then they throw it in.
Now, hold on. There's a lot of... Okay. This is a debate with fans. I don't want to get into a giant thing here, but basically when you talk Power Rangers, they're Mighty Morphin, there are three seasons.
Yes.
At the end of the third season, during the crossover into Zeo, where they use the alien Rangers, a lot of fans count that as a 10 miniseries series 4. So they count that as kind of like a season 4, 10 episodes to switch into the new season 5 Zeo. But a lot of fans count Zeo as the season 4 and move from there. And it just depends on who you're talking to. It's like trying to argue how many episodes are in Star Trek with a fan. Some people say one number, some people say another, and it's completely determined on there are two-part episodes. And there are some people that are like, that's just one episode. And then there are other people that are like, no, it's two episodes. And they fight over it.
It's two episodes because it says part one.
Now...
You have to wait a week.
If you take it into now,
Or in certain instances, you had to wait 6 to 9 months.
Star Trek is the only one I've ever heard this argument, though, because like if you were to watch Power Rangers, there's like 5-part episodes. People just when it's listed on the back of the boxes and everything, they're just like, "Look, there's 60 episodes," and I'm like, "No, because there's like 2 and 3 and 4-parters." But
Green with Evil was a 5-parter.
Yeah.
Right, and is that 5 episodes or 1 episode?
I count it like a mini-movie.
It's just one of those stupid arguments people
have.
Yeah,
I was about to say, the only time that I count it as like something different is, like, because I watch NCIS all the time, they'll be like, here's part one. Well, because they have extra crap going on in part one, instead of they could just make it all one giant episode, because they still have the two conflicting stories going on at the same time. You could still count this one as part, you know, as one episode, and then this part as another, just because of the B stories.
That is why I'm not going to make 100% determination here, but on Netflix, they count it as season 18, but when you're buying the DVD box sets, or just the DVD sets alone, you can buy these in two different ways. You can buy a box set, which comes with 4 seasons to a box set, except for Mighty Morphin, which comes with 3 seasons. Now, I had you look this up. Mighty Morphin is just Mighty Morphin, and it's 3 seasons.
The Mighty Morphins, and then since the Alien Rangers also has Mighty Morphin in the title, it counts.
Right. They count that as their season 3. Now, when you buy this set, it'll have season 1, part 1 and part 2, season 2, part 1 and part 2, and then season 3, and then the bonus disc. Now, when you go to the next box set, it's 4 different seasons, isn't it?
I think the next one is 4, and then the one after that is 5.
Okay, so see, it's not
3, 4, 5.
Yeah, it's divided, kind of strange. But anyways, while you're buying these box sets, or if you buy it the other way, where you can just buy the disc set. So you can go and be like, all I care about is Zio. You could buy just Zio and be done with it. Well, if you do something like that, collecting all one by one, you can't buy Revision. So even though they're counting it as Season 18, it doesn't seem to be counted by the fans.
Well, there's one other way you can buy them.
By Saban. And well, there's another question in there, too. It's not a debate with Disney. I know this is a Disney product and technically an ABC product. Is that, okay, does Disney own ABC?
I don't think so.
Maybe, I mean, I know that they're going to throw some of the Frozen characters into the Once Upon a... What was it?
Outside time.
Yeah. Unplug my phone, throw it
in. No.
Look it up.
I'm not going to worry about that right now. Yeah, I'm just saying that's the only explanation I have. The only explanation I have is just like why they will not release the 1966 Batman. It was made by one company, filmed by a company, and produced by a company, and all three of them want their money, and none of them could decide how much money they should be allowed. And it's just like what took Marvel vs. Capcom 3 so long to happen. It's licensing and money fights. And if that's true, then that's why you can't buy it. But the other seasons that were done by Disney, because I think Disney acquired the rights, and it did it start with Dino Thunder when they acquired the rights? Saban lost it for a while. They just got it back, I thought.
It might have been just after... Well,
I think Dino.
It happened. I think SPD was the first for Disney.
Yeah,
which SPD happened right after Dino Thunder.
Okay, yeah, because all of a sudden the entire attitude—they call it the Kalos era or whatever, if I'm not mistaken. It's something like that because the guy who starts running it, I think his name is like Kalos or something like that, and they run that from SPD up. It was run by Disney, and Disney started incorporating weird rules like. The reason Mystic Force is filmed the way it is because Disney wanted to avoid contact with monsters. It's true. They didn't want, like, all the kung fu scenes and whatnot. They wanted that to tone down. So that's why all of them are using wands. And now, to be fair, the Sentai footage did use a lot of magic and crap like that, too. But Disney's intention was to kind of... avoid too much physical contact, and I don't know if that's a weird thing like, oh, the violence or what. I'm not going to make a speculation there. I'm just telling you why it evolved along that route. And you'll notice SPD, they use a lot more of their lasers and things like that rather than just going up and fighting the monster. And if I had to make a guess, some actors have been injured. Do you know the Samurai Ranger? Not the Samurais.
From the
Samurai
the Ninja Storm?
From the Ninja Storm. He actually suffered a massive injury. When they go into the costumes, not the guys, the monsters, they can't see. That's why some of these fight scenes, you got to understand when you watch something like this, for as cheesy as it is, there is a lot of work and skill that goes into even one scene. The monsters, before this guy gets into the suit, before they seal the head, they got to go through the choreography like 6 or 7 times and be like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and do this. Now, once I put this thing on, I can't see. I can't
do it. Just point me in the right direction, and I'll take care of business.
Yeah, point me in the right direction, and we'll do it from there. It's just like when Kirk fought the Gorn. The Gorn was blind. That dude couldn't see out of that costume. That's why it looks so awkward. Well, the Samurai Ranger, the guy that played the Samurai Ranger, I apologize, I don't know the name of the actor, I'm sorry. It was like 6 in the morning, and he just woke up, and they were like, now I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do the spinning back kick, okay? Now I need you have to get out of the way of this back kick. Once I put this on, I can't see. And he's like, yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah,
I got
whatever,
it.
Just do it, let's
it.
Go.
Let's do this. And I guess...
He didn't move.
The monster spun around, and he had to put a lot of force behind it because of the way the suit was. He was real kind of heavy. And I guess when he lifted his foot, he was like, BAM! And kicked him square perfectly in the face and, like, dislocated his jaw a little bit. And the Green Ranger was like, HOOPAH! And hit the ground. It was like, I guess he got up like he was okay. Like, But I heard an interview with the actor where he was like, my whole face was numb, I couldn't open my jaw, I couldn't talk, like, I was dizzy. He was like, but I didn't want to get, like, kicked off the show, or I didn't want to get the other actor in trouble, so I just kept my mouth shut, and I was like...
Good news is, I wasn't tired anymore.
Yeah.
I woke up.
I woke the hell up.
But are we... I mean, for our little discussion here, that's fine and everything, but revision. Would you buy it if they released it?
Well, you already got my opinion.
Like I said before, you were explaining how it doesn't come with
when
that
box set.
When
it goes on clearance, I would buy it for one reason. So that way I could go get a shotgun and use them as clay pigeons. Pull!
But there is another way to buy.
Thinking outside
the box. The DVDs.
Set.
And it's that thing I showed you. Where you can buy it inside the Red Ranger head.
Oh, but I'd be surprised.
Well, there's a collection where it comes with the 20 seasons.
There are only 2,000 of them.
And
on
it comes
the
in the Red Ranger's helmet and the cases.
Is it part of the first season then, or?
I don't know. See, they can't. I don't know.
What are you asking?
The revision, I don't know if it's part of that, because that's a collection.
The revision was done in 2010.
This thing released.
The original was in 2000. Okay, the original is 1993 to 1996. The new one is 2010 to 2010.
Yeah.
That's how terrible it was.
From what I heard, the actual helmet part is made by Shout Factory, which did the actual box sets, and they do not include the remaster.
Okay, because I didn't know that because they said it comes with 20 years of Power Rangers.
They have all 20 seasons.
And what's funny is
and there's a slot, there's two slots open in the back
for the, movie.
The movies.
And then the cases that keep the discs are the Power Coins.
It looks amazing.
It's expressive.
I have some pictures of it. I'll post it during this video so people can see what we're talking about. The coolest thing about this is they're massively limited edition. 2,000, that's it. There were only 2,000 of them. I'm pretty sure you cannot buy them now. I would be shocked if you could still buy it. And if you could buy it,
it would cost you
$500.
Holy nuts.
Unless somebody was a jackass.
No, I mean, that's
eBay. Who wants it for $1,000?
I actually went to the actual website.
Yeah, you get it from the website, it's $500.
But then, like Bill said, these scalpers, they probably bought them, and you can get on eBay. Yeah. Like, how much is it? Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, scalpers are ridiculous. I hate
reason
them.
Why I can't find the Dragon Sword right now.
Yeah, there's a Legacy collection that released from Power Rangers, which was there's been two legacies. One was to promote this revision crap, and that's my opinion is crap.
It is crap.
Crap.
It's crap. It was a capital K.
There's a new one
we
that's
can't
going
spell.
On, and the new one released a Dragon Dagger. Which is actually made from, like, metal and gold.
24 karat gold.
Nice.
And then the other one, which is
I would buy that and build a case for it, and nobody would ever touch it.
The other one is, like, it looks just as good, but it's fake. It is made from plastics and everything. But it looks just as good. One's, like, $80. One's, like, $100, I think. Gold.
I would buy both. The one that was real would be in a case, and no one would ever touch it.
There's a Dragon Zord. A white tiger and a green Dragon Zord morpher, and then there's an original morpher.
The 20th
which has all of
the 20th anniversary morpher has all 5 coins, and then the Green Ranger, White Ranger is the gold morpher with the 2 power coins, which I'll be doing my collect when
yes,
I get it in the
one
mail.
One of us actually got one.
I ordered it yesterday, early. I'm talking like 4 a.m. I ordered it.
Like, before you went to bed.
Before I went to sleep for work, I ordered my Power Morpher. And I'll be getting it next week in the mail. And I will do an iCollect and everything, because I'm looking to get all the Green Rangers legacy stuff, because he was my favorite Ranger. So I'm looking to get the Dagger and the Dragon Sword.
I got one up here, actually.
And if I can find the actual legacy, I mean, is that the legacy one, or is that just the...
This is the one that was released to celebrate the revision thing that happened.
Well, I'm actually looking for the legacy.
He's not as cool as that new one that came out.
That's
way super posing.
That's the one I'm looking for, and then because I want to get, and then I'll also get the White Ranger Tommy was my favorite Ranger. So White Ranger, Green Ranger, I don't give a fuck about Zeo or Turbo when he was the Red Ranger. I honestly don't care.
Or the point in time where he was a Black Ranger.
I've actually watched him. Yeah. But
to cut you off, we gotta wind this down. We'll do a Phantom Knight Power Rangers discussion because there's obviously a lot to talk about. Let's end this real subject.
It's pretty easy.
Pros and cons from each person. One pro, one con from each person, and then whether or not you buy it. Go ahead, Nick.
One pro, the Zords looked cooler. One con, the entire fucking thing was ass!
Seth.
So, would I buy it? I already told you.
No.
I'd wait till it's on clearance. I would buy it. And then take it out to a shooting range and shoot every disc.
If you do that, you've supported it, and then they're going to be revisioning other series.
Yeah. It's on clearance! They're losing money!
Don't matter, you've supported it.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
Okay, fine. I will buy it from like a place like FYE then. Because then they don't get the money FYE does.
I'll give you that.
No!
Record.
Do you know how advertising works?
If you bought it from a pawn shop, that's third-party sales. So then they would get no money. But somebody still bought it before you and gave them money and supported the show.
I didn't, though.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, fine. I'll give them the fact, as a pro, that they were able to make some of the stuff look a little bit cooler. Like, you can actually see the stars and crap when it's doing the back zoom. When they're actually at the upward sword,
the command center
and that. Look, I'm tired. You know this shit already. Major con. Stupid as hell comic book graphics. Are you kidding me?
Beetleborgs.
Thank you.
Disembodied
voice
of
awesome.
Oh, get my look.
Hell to the no.
My turn.
I wouldn't wipe my ass with the box.
That would be terrible. Even if you did wipe your ass with the box, man,
that would be painful.
It would.
Look, I'm still ripping it apart, so when I could actually, you know, regardless, move on. Winding down.
One.
I don't know. It seems like we're winding back up.
One pro. And it would probably be the same thing that Nick agreed with, the Zords.
Zords look cool.
Zords look actually better, in my opinion. The con would be the fact that every time they summon their Zords, they treat us like we're 2 years old when we've been watching the show since 93. I know the Red Ranger's Zord. I know the Black Ranger's Zord. I don't need a description every fucking time.
But see, you need to know.
I already know.
You might have gotten drunk and forgotten the pterodactyl.
What about the kids? What about the little kids? I mean, probably not. To be fair, even
the
if
colors
you still
of the Zords match the colors of the Rangers,
who scream
still
out the name of what they have.
And I'll give you
Tyrannosaurus.
That. I'll give you that. But you guys are comparing this on a level of your adulthood, and yes, we grew up with it. We know all about it and more. And we can look
well,
at it
now,
in a way
the kids,
kids
nowadays are not as smart
look at,
sometimes.
I'm not going to say
look,
that, but
regardless.
Look at this. When you were a kid, and the Red Ranger said, "Doo, zoo, pew," and he was like, "My hands!"
Green Ranger.
Okay,
and then he grabbed his
that
chest.
Yeah.
You were okay with that. You were a kid.
When you grew
up, and you watched him get his hands
the weapons knocked out of his hands, forcing him to do a front flip.
And he was like, "Ah!" And he does like a full front flip and lands on his back, and then he's like, "Oh my god!" And then he loses his powers because his hands hurt so bad. You were okay with that.
I was. Sometimes, Bill, you lose your powers because your hands fucking hurt.
He hit the weapons.
Yeah. But the energy coursed through the hands, causing his hands to be like, "Ah!"
And Tommy's a bitch, and Buron is like, "I don't give a fuck. Keep fighting."
Yeah. But no, I'll give you with the whole, you know, don't need to know the description thing, but at the same time, more the problem is we were watching
part 5 of the Green Ranger. That's how many episodes in?
That's end of season 1, isn't it?
That's the 21st episode.
We've already seen 21 episodes of them summoning Zords.
Right, but it's
really
it's still a stock footage thing. One simple stock footage, and it's going to use the same thing until the Megazord is destroyed in, like, I think it's destroyed in what, Doomsday?
And then when they get to Thunder Zords, they'll do the same thing. Probably. I don't know, because they didn't make it that far. They only made 32 episodes of the revision. Now, would I buy it? Only if it was already in a collection box, and I bought the whole thing, and it just happened to be in there. By default, I own it. I bought it, so yes. But if I was out and about and I just seen it, and it was like, oh, sweet!
For 40 bucks?
Fuck no. No. 40 bucks can go towards something different.
Go ahead, guy.
Alright. So I'll have to agree with a lot of the cons here to try and go with one. And that is with the whole Saturday morning cartoon graphic crap. Because this remastered series was targeted for little kids who have a short attention span. But the pro, whatever. I'm going to go a little bit different. Besides from the lighter colors, how much of the original material they kept in, aside from the actual glitter and stuff that they added to it? I mean, if you watch through the actual fifth part of the Green with Evil, a lot of the major scenes are still there. When I watched through the very first remaster episode, a lot of stuff was cut out. A lot of stuff from the Day of the Dumpster was cut out. So...
I keep forgetting about the name of that episode. I don't know why it's still funny to me.
Day of the Dumpster?
It's Day of the Dumpster. And Rita comes out of it.
Bro.
Now, if I would buy it, maybe. I had to say maybe, because...
It better have some damn good special features.
Yeah, there's going to be that, but because of them already having this box set out, and they already released, like, the full Power Rangers series by itself, they had to release it on its own. And I could see them doing it with maybe, like, a 2-disc release in one package, and if they have it maybe, like, $20... I would get it, yes. Even though I'd regret it.
$5. Here's my pro. Are you ready?
Was it the random voice for the dragon?
No, listen.
I was the only one who caught.
My pro is something you didn't catch, and I can't believe you didn't catch it because you caught the Dragon Zord thing. My con is the voice actor who's supposed to be Tommy or the Dragon Zord, one or the other, going, no way! That's my con. Because they didn't need to... That
pisses me off!
That makes me worry that if you watch the whole series, how many other times did they interject
random
crap
voice
that wasn't there?
Oh, boy.
Now, my pro is something they interjected in the intro. Skull's laugh. Didn't even notice it, did you?
No, because everyone was talking over it.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear it.
During the intro, Skull laughs. He didn't do that in the original. That's my pro. Would I buy it? No.
So let's
see. I'll just go online and listen to Skull's laugh.
So let's see. No. Yes, yeah. No.
No.
Yes for $20.
True.
Yeah.
And they won't do that. They'll be like, what's that, Power Rangers? There's about 3 or 4 discs in here. $10 a disc, $40.
The point here is if you are
going... Or if it's 2 discs, it's $20 a disc.
The point here is if you are going to remaster or re-release something, you cannot half-ass it. Because the problem is, whether this was made for kids or not, the problem is... When you remaster and re-release something, no matter how bad you want it, you are not doing it for kids. You're not. Period. The people that are going to buy this are people that grew up with Power Rangers, and you're going to announce it that we are revisioning Power Rangers. New edits, new cuts, extra graphics, some CGI.
Oh,
you're going to
love it. Those are all there.
Now, when they say that, everybody that originally grew up with this is going to be like, dude, I can't wait. Because they're going to release a couple scenes like, look at how shiny this Dragonzord is.
And we'd go, ooh, it's like, now check out the Megazord. Ah.
And we're going to go get it. That's the way it
now
works.
Look at this fight scene with comic book graphics. Hey, what?
Yeah. When this was announced, there were a lot of fans that were like, yes. And then they started watching it, and they were like,
no!
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 I mean, you compare it to the Star Wars thing.
No way!
People are mad because the Star Wars thing got remastered and things like that, but when you remaster a series, it needs a serious, serious form of attention. The people remastering the series should already have a love, respect, and admiration for the series they're remastering, like Star Trek.
When they remastered
Star Trek and the Next Generation Star Trek, it was done right because they gave a fuck.
I'm thinking the guys who are remastering this are like, you know what? I grew up hating this fucking show. How bad can we butcher this?
When you
I feel like they gave it to a bunch of interns and said, here, I need this on the desk on Tuesday because that's when shit gets done.
When you remake a series, it should be handled like Evangelion.
Yeah, definitely. That got a huge upgrade.
Wait. What?
They remade Evangelion.
Yeah. You didn't know?
Neon
Genesis Evangelion? It's an anime.
Oh,
okay.
It's an anime that you would never understand 100%.
When they redid that, it wasn't just an upscale to Blu-ray. People that want their original still have their original. That was moved to Blu-ray. But as a special added bonus, they reanimated the entire thing, keeping a lot of the exact same attitude, but bringing it up to present-day storytelling and adding in a couple characters while changing certain elements, and it's done very well, and it's not a rehash just to make money where they're trying to get your money, like, come on, we made a series. They're releasing it in movie volumes. So there's only going to be, like, what, 5 of these, and then it's done, or 6 of them, or something?
I've only seen 2 so far.
I think they're up to 4.
The disembodied hand attached to the disembodied voice.
Yeah, they're up to 4.
I went to FYE last week, I only seen the first 2.
But they're done very well.
Yeah.
It's not the same idea as Adobe After Effects and Power Rangers. I'm Yellow Ranger! Some stars!
They also... I guess where it would cut to commercials, they actually sometimes in certain episodes...
Oh, the dance-off!
There's a bunch of different things. One, they have a dance-off where Zach... Because Zach was the dancer.
Zach dances against everyone and wins!
And as far as I got, I watched him beat Billy. I watched him beat Alpha. So, Zach is a better dancer. The other thing...
It's because he's not...
Is that they do descriptions.
Tommy.
Descriptions of certain rangers. They'll show the ranger, and it'll be like a yellow... for like the last one we saw was the Yellow Ranger. So it would show the yellow background. It would show
We saw the green.
I also seen the yellow.
Yeah, I know, but...
But they show the green and yellow. But like it was a yellow background. It showed some scenes with Trini and her... It shows her in his suit. It's a guy, but...
It really is a guy? I mean, like...
It took 20 years, yes.
Wow. I didn't
That's
know
That's why Ranger originally had a whanger.
Because it's a guy.
It's not a whanger.
I'm sorry, a whanger.
Hey, you.
Stupid Square Enix.
But...
Teach me Yang's name wrong all these years. Yang.
But...
Talking about some Wong.
They show descriptions, and it would tell you the Power Ranger's name, which would be like Yellow Ranger, the weapon, and the Zord. Well, I found one they fucked up on.
What?
They fucked up on the Blue Ranger.
Why?
There's one episode I seen, they showed the description, they showed Billy, and they showed him in the suit and everything, and they got to the description. Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
And they got this Zord, right? Triceratops. But when it got to the weapon... What was Billy's weapon? It was the
Power Lance.
They called it the Power Sword. It said Power Sword. They even got that wrong. And that's Jason's weapon. But he had Power Lance, and when I seen it, I read it as a Power Sword. I'm like, he had the lance.
What? What? What?
Spear!
Come on!
Not sword!
Look, it's bad enough that they remake it, but then they get some guy that's so half-assed remake. It feels half-assed. It really does. That's not a joke to me. I guarantee you I could take the original episode, put it in Adobe After Effects, and do exactly what they did. I'm positive I could.
Even down to the point where Green Ranger stabs the evil sword into the ground and a creeper
blows
up.
And
yeah, that's why I said a creeper. Minecraft creeper, boom.
Windows Movie Maker.
No.
Yeah.
You also
do that in paint.
That when it made contact, when it made contact, it went boom.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a
victory!
Yeah. When the Megazord had the Dragon Sword.
Remember when the rehash happened? The 3-second rehash where it was like, bang, Zowie, defeated!
The Megazord's like, derp!
Yes, it had a 3-second rehash of what happened. And you see the Rangers get hit, and it went, bam, 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 bam!
Another thing. One thing that you point out, when they were showing that news thing,
the news feed.
How
over
the fuck
snack
did they
bar?
Get the video footage of Rena?
That's a problem that precedes.
That's in the original, I think, as well.
Here's what's going on. In the original, they used all that stock footage. Well, in the original, she was not on the moon.
Oh yeah, that's right. She was on Earth.
She was in the city, in a floating castle. Wasn't it
a
floating castle?
No.
It was a floating building.
It's very different. When she comes down to our planet, she destroys a skyscraper, killing thousands of people instantly, remodels the city, like moving buildings and everything, and then she sends one skyscraper to the moon, puts her palace on top of it, and then brings it back down to Earth and sits herself in the middle of the city. And basically the entire series is just them trying to get to her.
So it's kind of Ronin Warriors.
Yeah.
Very Ronin Warrior-like. Yeah.
Well, that's where Ronin Warriors got their idea, to be fair.
Ronin Warriors is a great show.
I hadn't seen that in a long time. I see the eyes of the disembodied voice are just staring death daggers into Shane's
because
body.
Me and him watched it together.
So, we'll not buy it except for third party to shoot it. We'll not buy it.
No.
We'll not buy it. We'll buy it for $20.
I give this a 1 out of 5 for Skull's Laugh.
We are sorry that we had to talk about this. I give it a 0.
For those of you that haven't seen this that want to, it's on Netflix.
Don't do it!
You might be able to catch it on YouTube, maybe.
Save yourself!
Have fun. I think we're done here.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.